You know, the last couple of days we've been looking at the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and looking at Paul as he's describing, in his prayer for the Ephesians, he's describing the love of Christ and the love of Christ that dwells within us and giving us a picture of what that looks like. And I think when you see it through Paul's eyes, we get a kind of different perspective because many of us go through our lives and we know that there's the love of Jesus. We hear people preaching about the love of Jesus. We know that he is love. That makes it clear. It's made clear to us in 1 John. He makes it clear that God is love. So we understand all those things conceptually, theoretically, but sometimes it's hard to really grasp that and believe that for our own lives. For we see our own shortcomings, our own faults. We see the things that we've done that have brought us up short time and time again. We know. We'd look at ourselves and we would judge ourselves pretty harshly and say, I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy of the love of Jesus Christ. And so sometimes it's hard for us to grasp that he does love us. And even if you get to the point where you do understand that he does love us, sometimes it's even hard for us to really comprehend. In fact, outside of just the Holy Spirit, outside of the revelation that comes from the Word of God, it's impossible for us to really fully understand the depth of that love that Jesus has for us. So Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, this is God, he's going to grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened and with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. So these are the verses we've looked at over the last 3 days. And we spent yesterday, the end of yesterday, looking at that 18th verse. And here's Paul describing to us about the love of Jesus Christ and making it really clear that, you know what, in your own natural understanding, you are not going to be able to understand the love of Christ. Because we think about love from our terms and our terminology, from our experiences, from how we accept love from other people, and from how we give love to other people. And in this natural fallen world, in the state that we're in, the love that we have is usually has some edge of manipulation to it, you know, or it has a very selfish motivation behind it, a selfish desire behind it. Usually we want love, we want to be loved and accepted, but we also, when we give love, oftentimes we give it with figuring that we'll only give it if we're going to get it back, or we're going to use it to manipulate. There's always compromises to the love that we give. So that's our understanding of love. Best case scenario, none of us really fully understand that love of Jesus Christ in our own natural minds, in our own natural experiences, certainly outside of Jesus Christ, in our own natural experiences with other individuals, we don't begin to comprehend the depth of that love that Jesus has for us. And that's what Paul's talking about here. And he was talking about in verse number 17 that Jesus does have that permanent dwelling inside of us. And it's through our faith, it's through us believing, through our faith, that Jesus does come to dwell in us. Through our faith in him and what he did, he does dwell within us. And it says that Jesus, that love, that's what he is. God is love. Jesus is love exemplified inside of us. And it says that love, may you be rooted deeply in that love and founded securely in it. So there is security, and that's where the depths, that, you know, when we get that those roots of love, in other words, roots give us that strength, we get that kind of foundation, and it's all in faith, we can begin to see and understand and comprehend some of those levels of love that God has for us. And again, it's not by feelings. You can't just go by your feelings and say, well, you know, I just don't feel the love of Christ. I don't feel his love on a daily basis. Your feelings are not going to perceive those things. Your feelings are only going to perceive the things of the natural. You can't go by your feelings. That's why Paul's instructing us here. It's with faith. You just have to know and believe that this is true. We have to follow the example. So many people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But time and again, we see, you know, the great people of faith saying, I know that. You know, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know. There's always that the words that preface a statement. These people know. It's not a question. It's not a hope. They know. They simply know. It's not because they see it or they've experienced it, whatever they're saying that they know or believe. It's just that they know. They've made that decision in their souls. They believe. And Paul is telling us that when we know, when we have that kind of knowing, of who Jesus Christ is, not based on feeling. When we know that he loves us because his word says that he does, and because everything in our life, if we'll look at it, shows the demonstrations of that. If we just simply know and understand, know and believe that what his word says is true, that he loves us, not based on feeling, but just knowing it, then we'll start to get the manifestation of that love inside of us. The feelings are a byproduct of your faith, of your knowing of his love. Your feelings are not the evidence. Your feeling his love is not the evidence of his love. His love is there whether you feel it or not. And he is dwelling inside of you with that love whether you feel it or not. So feelings are not the evidence of the love. They're the byproduct of when we, in faith, know and believe that he does love us. And it's when we have that kind of knowing, then we start to see the manifestations of that love inside of us. And then Paul said in verse number 18 in the Amplified Bible that you may know the power and be strong to apprehend and to grasp with all the saints. See, Paul wants us to know the power of that love of Jesus Christ that resides in you already. There's a power that is inside of you that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints. This is the desire that Paul has. And thus, this is the desire that Jesus Christ has for every one of us. That all of us that know him as Lord and Savior, that all of us that are a part of that redemption, that all of us that are the saints, that we apprehend and grab hold of that love and the power that is in that love. And the love is so great. This is what we looked at to end yesterday's. That love is so great. It says God's devoted people experience that love. What is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of it? And we looked yesterday at that. You know, there's three dimensions that we live in this three-dimensional world. You know, if you want to give the dimensions of a box that you're going to give somebody to reproduce themselves, you're going to give them measurements. They need the width, they need the depth, and they need the height, the width, and the depth. They need those three things because we live in a three-dimensional world. And yet what Paul is describing here of the love of God is the height, the width, the breadth, and the depth. He's talking about four dimensions. See, our natural minds are not going to be able, our natural minds by themselves will not be able to fully understand the love of Jesus Christ. But when we say that we know that he does love us and we know that love is there, then that love starts to manifest. Then we begin to understand it, not with our natural minds, but with the spirit that dwells within us. So now let's look at verse number 19. I'm going to read this from the King James, and then let's look at it from the Amplified Bible. In the King James, and this is coming off all those things we just talked about, verse number 19 says in Ephesians chapter 3, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." God wants us to know his love. He wants us to grasp that love. He wants us to have understanding of that love and the power of that love that resides inside of us because Jesus dwells within us. So he wants us to know that love that passes beyond knowledge. You know, your knowing Jesus is inside of you, knowing it is more than just your natural knowledge. Because the natural knowledge, the natural mind, needs an explanation. It needs to understand. And that's why the natural mind can't discern the things of Christ. But there's that knowing that comes from that intimate, knowing being that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And to know, that's the intimate relationship, to know the love of Christ, which passeth beyond knowledge, in other words, earthly knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of Christ. Now let's look at that from the Amplified Bible. That you may really come to know, practically, through experience, for yourselves, the love of Christ. Paul is saying that Jesus wants us to know by experience. You know, that experiencing the love of Christ starts with that knowing. You know, that faith that says, you know, it's not what I feel, it's what I know. And that once you say, I know that his word is true, and if he said, his love is dwelling inside of me with power, then I accept that and I believe that and I know that to be true. Then you will start to get the experience that is being talked about here by Paul. To know that practical, through experience, yourselves, your own experience, the love of Christ. which far surpasses mere knowledge. So that love of Christ surpasses anything your mind can ever know, your mind can ever understand by itself. So the love of Christ, which is surpassing mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled throughout all of your being. Paul is saying that once we know, once we come to that place of knowing that what he said is true, he dwells within us and he loves us. And whether or not you feel his love today, you know that he loves you. And that there's power. There's power in that love that dwells within inside of you. And as you know that, you experience that in your life. See, it's the manifestation. Once we know that it's true, by faith, once we know by faith that it's true, not by the experience of our feelings, you know, not by our feelings dictating or giving evidence, but simply knowing, once we know and believe that he loves us, then what's we said? This is as we said yesterday. Then we get that manifestation of the love. Then we get to start experiencing that love. You experience it directly and personally in your life. That gives you more than just mere knowledge of your own natural wisdom. It's the reality of an experience that nobody can ever take away from you, that you may be filled throughout your entire being. You know, when you start to manifest that love of Jesus Christ inside of you, when you start to understand and experience, you understand the love by experience, then you'll be filled throughout your entire being. Think about that love filling your entire being, displacing all the things that are contrary to his power, to his truth, and to his love, being displaced by that love of Jesus Christ in you, that you may be filled throughout your entire being unto all the fullness of God. In other words, may have the richest measure of the divine presence. The more that I just accept the fact, not based on feelings, I just accept the fact that Jesus dwells within me, the more that I just accept the fact that Jesus, because he dwells in me, that his love is in me. He loves me. He loves me today, right now. It doesn't matter what I did. Doesn't matter how I might. Perhaps I fell short this morning or yesterday. He still loves me today, at this moment, in every moment. His love for me is not qualified. His love for me is not based upon my performance. His love for me is not based or given, entrusted, released to me only when I act a certain way. He always loves me. And the same is true for you. He always loves you. And the more that we know that, not by our head knowledge, but by experience that comes from just accepting it in faith and having that love manifest in our lives, we experience that love. And the more we experience that love, then we can be filled, think about that, to all the fullness of his love within us. The fullest and richest measure of his divine presence. And become a body. We then become a body, wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Boy, if you're feeling today like things are just coming up short in your life, if you're feeling today like there's just difficulties in your life, if you're feeling today and yesterday and perhaps in summation your entire life, like there's just failure, there's disappointment, you're not achieving the things that you hoped, and you know you're not achieving the things of Jesus Christ. It doesn't have to be that way. And all those doubts and all those fears and all those failures and all the weaknesses, all of that gets displaced with that presence, that divine presence. We then become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. If you're flooded, it means you got no more room. It is pouring out of you. So you're experiencing all that love and the power that comes with that love. But it's also pouring out of you because it's flooded, it's overflowing, and it's touching the lives of others. And that leads us into verse number 20. And this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And remember, he's talking about that power of the love that is in you. Now listen to this. As we yield ourselves to that love and give ourselves fully to that love, as we just know that that love is there, despite how we feel, we know that he loves us and that love dwells within us with power. Here's what that looks like. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. The power of Jesus Christ. It's ready to work within you. It's ready to work through you. It's the power of Jesus Christ. It's not your power, but it's the power of Jesus Christ that resides and dwells in you and is ready to work through you. This is where we need to be, and it starts with that understanding the love of Jesus Christ, that he loves you. He loves you. He loves you fully and totally today. And he wants for you to accomplish those things that he's planned for your life. And he wants you to experience the fullness of his love, for he has beyond what you could think or imagine. He's prepared those things for you. These are the promises that he has.